M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Turn up your radio.
Going on, everybody. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. Come on now. You already know what's popping, man. What's going on? If you don't know, you better ask somebody, okay? Tell somebody that M&M Live Radio is happening right here, right now. But listen, I cannot do the show solo. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia? Get me together.
What's going on? So what's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much once again for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. Now listen, let's go ahead and get things rolling. Now, of course, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. All right. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, not because of that, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @yjoe_beats on Instagram. Okay, all right, here's the secret cheat code. Okay, now listen. Be the first person, and I mean the first person, to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
That's absolutely right. You know what's coming up next, man. Hashtag too many hashtags is coming up, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags, okay? We all know that family-loving game. We love a good old card game, man. And when I think of card games, I think about Uno. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about
But one thing about Uno is that nobody really knows the rules. But the funny thing is that Uno's constantly coming out with brand new rules and brand new cards, y'all. You will not believe the cards that they have added to the game. Uno, man, they are breaking up families this year in 2020. Stay tuned. We're talking more about it during hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen, man, stay closer than that. You guys already know we're all about inspiration, positivity, and encouragement here on M&M Live Radio. Listen, now you guys already know. We'll give it to you in 60 minutes, no problem. But listen, even if you give us 60 seconds, we'll give it to you with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Now, we gotta also talk about this conversation, okay? We all know it's a brand new year. Year 2022 is here, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe it. Happy New Year to y'all. But listen, we're asking this question right here, okay? What's one thing that you are bringing from 2021 into 2022? We're talking about it, man. A lot of times we talk about what we're leaving in the last year. We're talking about what we're bringing into the brand new year. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you at M&M Live Radio. Mia, let's get to some good music.
Let's go ahead and get into it, man. Listen, with this new year being upon us right now, listen, don't put any limits on yourself. Don't have any ceiling set for your goals or anything. Listen, the sky is the limit. Matter of fact, we can't even say that when there's footprints on the moon. Listen, No Limit is the topic, and here's a song that talks all about it. Here's No Limit by Hot Gazelle and Star Ringo on You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
I told him, get back, don't touch me, I got it. Deep in the woods, I'm ducked off in a cottage. I'd rather keep it in-house like it's grounded. I'm letting loose if I'm ever surrounded. I sacrifice just to show that I'm silent. If God in control, then why he allow it? Pressure made diamonds, you know how we rockin'. Characters, how you act when it's chaotic. I know the difference from molehills and mountains. You counted me out cause cause you not good at counting. Don't handle the money cause you bad with numbers. You not go with math, so your grades steady falling. I don't want trouble, but ready to rumble. My brothers come running whenever I call them. Thought I was finished, but I'm too resilient to keep it a trillion. I'm just getting started, I just keep on rolling. I just keep on rolling, I keep getting better, I keep getting stronger. I'm getting swollen from gym every morning. At first I didn't see it, but I kept on going. God told me sit back and know what they posting. Just look at their fruit cause that's how you gon' know them. Most of you dead to me cause you ain't growing. I hop on the beat and start running like Noah. I manifest while I beat on my chest. I'm a soldier, a soldier, a soldier, a soldier. I'm a soldier, left a message on red like October. I'm the grandson of Isaiah Moses. God put me to the side and said, don't tell them lies. You can't be led them cause you were chosen. From the swamp like, ooh, that's a nice boulder. I'm a hot boy, but somehow I'm colder. Your words don't mean nothing, it's on the three dots like
Ring
it's loaded.
This ain't entertainment, no. They don't care if you rap or you famous. Automatic the shot when I aim it. You can't see the picture, get Tony to paint it. In the trenches, I'm stepping, it's dangerous. Lot of people not what they be claiming. Lot of birds in the trap and they singing. I seen them come clean up the block like it's maintenance. Sanitizing the scene, them boys and all white like they got it. I told them get back, don't touch me, I'm body. I keep it on me, but don't promote violence. He tried to take some, now his soul out his body. Ask who the real is, we who they acknowledge. Versus grade A, but I didn't go to college. They say the weakest is always the loudest. I'm flexing my muscle whenever I'm quiet. They might start a riot, you losing like diets. I'm winning beginning, I'm just getting to it. Never mistake it, they said I can make it. By time I was 10, I had already knew it. Had conversations with Dub in the basement. That mean in the bottom, like Nike, just do it. I just keep on rolling, I just keep on rolling. I keep getting better, I keep getting stronger. Keep going longer, we swerving Daytonas. We got it forever, just not for a moment. Keep having visions, you made bad decisions, but you cannot quit it. How bad do you want it? Chain on my neck and my wrist, and they like when it glisten. I work hard for this, so I flown it. No leasing, I own it. I told you I'm on it. A soldier, I told you, I told them.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh.
You ain't ready for it. Back to the beginning. I got way too many people that don't wanna see me winning. You say that with them boys, been around since the beginning. Got a feeling that's a stretch. I see you in seven innings. I
put it down, throw it to the sky. Watch some blessings come, elevate. Watch me take my talents to a better place. On a chase, Scooby snacks on my plate. Solve the case, took the mask off, I'm a renegade.
I know I gotta do better, so watch me go and do better. So he do it like this and do it like that, but I know he do it better.
I know I gotta do better. Watch me go and do better. They say do it like this and do it like that, but I know he do it better. I'm down, I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in, gonna see it through. I'm down, I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
I got things to do. Every day I gotta make it happen, making moves. Turned up on the trash and started snapping. What it do? I'm much straight about the north. Got the Joe's boys, bench warmers, brush away your toe. I don't play. I got people counting on me. I'm just trying to make a way. It ain't nothing about me. Phony came and killing out the gate. I was only 8 years old. I put the camera to the page. Told my story, told my problem, told my pain. This ain't new. They think I just had the bonus scene. I had years in before I ever hit 1,000 streams. They don't know. By the next set, I was cooking in the stew. Took a shower, hit the block cause I was late to get to school. Where was you? Tryna come around me like we cool, I ain't a fool. Had to make it work before I even had the tools. For you get a judge and walk a mile up in my shoes. Got a bum side, it ain't no way that I can lose, lose.
I'm down,
oh, no, no, no.
I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in, gonna see it through.
Up to you, not behind. Oh,
I don't complicate it.
check my feelings. Confidence is demon. This is right at the beginning. I don't hear no lady singing. My God is the only reason you can leave the check on the table. I gotta clean my feet.
Lord knows I'm down. I'm down, yeah.
You know what time it is right here, right now? It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to
go and
on the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag breaking up a happy home. Now, at the top of the show, I talked to you about the famous card game that everybody likes to play, but always seems to have total different rules wherever you're from, and that is the card game Uno, right? Everybody knows how to play Uno, at least in your region, you know how to play Uno. Whether you play with train, you play with doubles, you draw until you get another card with the corresponding color, whichever way you play, you know how to play Uno, at least to some extent. So, Uno just tweeted out a picture of a brand new hand of cards that they are releasing. And someone tweets and says, so Uno is anti-family because this is going to destroy some households. Let me tell you about these new cards that they have released into the new card deck of Uno, okay? So Uno tweets, we told you 2022 was going to be wild. Introducing a few new cards. The Wild Target plus two. The Wild Swap Hands, the Wild Double Skip, the Wild Skip, and the Wild Reverse. Mia, I think they're trying to incite some riots at the new family functions with these new cards.
Uno is the new Monopoly.
You think
so? You know why I say that?
Why?
Because this game gonna go on forever. They said a double skip.
Double skip. And apparently with all of these cards, you're supposed to change the color.
Okay.
Because they're apparently wild cards.
Right.
Okay, so Wild Target plus two, there's Wild Swap Hands, where of course when you change the color, you will swap hands with another person. And then there's the Wild Double Skip, self-explanatory, all right? There's a Wild Skip, where you would change the color and skip someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Wild Reverse, where you would also change the color and you go in reverse.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm actually for this. I think sometimes with some games, it can be tricky, especially when you have a game like Uno that's been around for so long. There's literally no set rules. Everybody plays their own different way. However, I think this just makes things more interesting. It's not too complicated. Like, when they came out with DOS, I was like, okay, I'm not sure how this is going to
go. Yeah, that was
but
a little
this,
too far.
I'm actually excited for this.
I'm
can't play
excited.
Spades. So all I have left is Uno. So I'm going to take this as much as I can get out of it.
I can see that. But honestly, because Uno was such a game that everybody can play, it's fairly easy.
True.
Everyone does need to figure out what the true rules of Uno really are. But like I said, wherever you're from, wherever you live, however you're used to playing it,
I think this will
throw definitely a wild card, pun intended, in the game.
Uno is a universal language. And I think this is the language that everyone can speak. This is a game that I think all generations, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to be from this side of the tracks, the other side. Like, you don't have to be from this country. Like you don't have to be from the Northeast.
It's
a universal game that everyone can
I agree with that. Hashtag, why is Uno?
Hashtag, causing all this blasphemy.
Hashtag, it's quite obvious.
Hashtag, the Uno is anti-family.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, who should shovel? Now, the question is, guys, who should shovel the snow? Yes, that is the question. Canadian politician John Reyes is facing heat after he shared a photo of his wife, Cynthia, a registered nurse, shoveling snow off their driveway this past weekend. His tweet read, "Even after a 12-hour night shift at the hospital last night, my wife still has the energy to shovel the driveway." He says, "God bless her and all frontliners. Time to make her some breakfast." Now, although Reyes meant well, he immediately faced backlash from people who believed his wife should be kicking her feet up instead of doing extra housework outside. Someone tweeted, "Wait, what? Your wife worked a 12-hour shift and had to come home to shovel while you watched and took some photos from your house?" So, Misa, what do you say on this conversation? Do you feel like he was wrong? Or do you see as if this was absolutely harmful and it just maybe have just backlashed in the worst way?
I'm not going to lie to you. Even if I was joking, my husband was still have me stay in the house while he went outside to shovel the snow. So, and let's not forget, social media is but a second.
It is.
But a minute, maybe even 60 seconds, if you will. And we don't know what the conversation was before. We don't know whether it was a bet. We don't know whether it was a total joke. We don't know. That we only see what the person who posted shows us. Yeah. So I don't want to go too hard on the dude, but I will tell you this. Even if we were joking, Kimo would be the one out there shoveling the snow because he would not want his wife out there doing that type of job and being cold.
I will say this. I could tell that he meant well because he said time to make her some breakfast. So you can tell that he does. He is one to cater to his wife.
Yeah.
However, someone made a valid point while I was reading tweets. They were like, you know, maybe it's the fact that because it wasn't done, maybe she could be the type of woman where it's like, if anyone's going to do it, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself type of situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we never will know, but I agree with Misa. I would not be out there. Just know, I would like to thank my husband when I have me out there.
Well, this is the thing. Like, my husband even will get out the car and pump my gas for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is very big on making sure that he's able to take care of me and make sure that I stay warm and I'm taken care of. So, you know, even when it comes to the snow, I'm very surprised that homegirl even suited up to go outside and pick up a shovel.
And with everything that's going on, she's a frontline worker. So that's kind of crazy. You know? So, listen, let us know what you guys think about the situation on Instagram and Twitter at MMI Radio. Let us know. Hashtag this is what happened.
Hashtag when you think your tweet will be fired.
Hashtag and then you post it.
Hashtag and it comes back completely backfired.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you more hashtags. Too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Speaking of snow up to your knees, hashtag pray for Virginia, okay? Two up, two down. Shout out to Virginia because that's where your girls were born, okay? So listen, we have to talk about this because obviously we're in a season where inclement weather could be a trending topic because, you know, in different parts of the world, different parts of the country, there are some parts that might be under snow right now, okay? So earlier, I want to say earlier in this month, it was said that the state of Virginia was definitely experiencing some crazy inclement weather, okay? And when I mean inclement, I mean to the point where there were thousands and thousands of people that were stranded on the interstate. If I'm not mistaken, it's I-95 for 24 hours.
Ooh.
And the only reason why is I really wanted to make this a hashtag was because a couple years ago, we experienced in Georgia the snowpocalypse.
We talk about it every year.
Talk about it every single year.
Scarred us for life.
Yes, definitely scarred us for life. But when I tell you hundreds and thousands of drivers were stranded on I-95 in Virginia for over 24 hours and counting due to a severe winter storm, it could not feel... I can't imagine being in that position, being in your car, not being able to go anywhere because of how bad the snow is. But this is where the story kind of gets a little crazy, okay? So an Uber customer was refunded after I-95 shutdown in Virginia leads to a $600 charge. So apparently there was somebody that was, you know, trying to get from point A to point B, decided to go ahead and cash them an Uber. And because they were one of the many thousands of people that were stranded on I-95, their tab consistently was running, and they had to end up paying $600. Mm-mm. Now, the good thing is that Uber got a hold of what was going on, found out what was happening in Virginia, and that $600 charge was refunded back into them.
Ooh, man. So I would have to jet out on you after you drop me at my destination. I'm not paying you that, man.
Tell me about it.
Man, listen.
Tell me about it.
Well, I'm glad everyone in Virginia is safe.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hashtag imagine riding Uber.
Hashtag and getting stuck in snow.
Hashtag and paying $600.
Hashtag but getting it back though.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Last one for you guys. Hashtag Porky with the transplant. Listen, 57-year-old David Bennett is doing well after he was performed. Well, he got put into him a successful heart transplant, but not with a human heart, with a pig heart. Apparently, you know, there are people in the world who, therefore, there's a shortage of, you know, hearts for, like, you know, people who would need them in the medical field when they're having surgery. And therefore, they did their first ever successful pig heart transplant.
What the pork? Are you for real?
So, is he going to start oinking?
I don't. Is that healthy?
With his heart. I didn't realize that pigs and humans have such similar organs. Like, similar, like, as far as, like, fitting into, like, you know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know we're all different, but I wasn't sure that, you know, a pig specifically.
I will say this. So my father did tell me when he was in high school and he was dissecting, or he was in anatomy class, they dissected pigs.
Oh, yeah.
And he said the pig was the closest thing that he could see in his mind that was similar to that of a small human body.
Listen, man. Well, listen, praying the best for you, brother, and you knew in your pig heart. Hashtag, even though this was a miracle.
Hashtag, this is totally insane.
Hashtag, what? Soon doctors will get reckless.
Hashtag, and start giving us monkey brain.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Listen, stay tuned. We have a great conversation, and we have a 1 minute inspiration that you do not want to miss out on, me, but we have some good music coming up.
We sure do. Here's one of my favorites. Here is Tarzan by Jerry Manna. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Hey. 2 weeks till your mouth.
Oh, God. Hey.
If you really down to slide, you know you can swing my way. Hit me when you on the side. I can put you on something. You can hit my buzzer, buzzer, baby, break bread. We fan. Cut this chick with my girl. She bad. Pop the Tina, I love my squad. Life familiar. You ain't never wait like this. Life from the village in the mid. Baby, tryna catch my drift. Super wave splash, I drift. Come and get away, membership. I can probably put you on a shit. You ain't never wait like this. Life from the village in the mid. Yeah. Baby, swing my way. Put you on something. Yeah.
The show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Pump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about
This is Eminem, radio, Eminem, radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem, radio, Eminem, radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go.
Welcome back to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Jerry Mana with Tarzan.
If you really want to slide.
Tarzan.
Listen, man, I feel like I would add Jerry to the list of people who are slept on. We talked about that last show. We would help make a list of people who we feel like are slept on or underrated. I would do Jerry, especially since Super Splash Bros. 2. Jerry's not one to play with.
Jerry got bars too. Lotus Waver. What was it?
Yes, The Legends of Lotus Waver, Volume 1, 2, and 3. I think there's a 3.
Think so.
Either way, I love them all. And we love Tarzan's probably one of my favorite Jerry Mana songs.
Yes, I love that song.
Listen, man, make sure you guys are tapped in with Jerry Mana on his music. Go follow him on Spotify and listen to his music all of the live long day.
It makes me want to grab a vine and just swing.
Oh, just swing. Listen, just shout out to everybody that's tuned into your girls right here, right now. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now listen, shout out to everybody that's tuned into your girls right here, right now, whether you're tuned in from Ohio, listen, Georgia, the Bay, the A. Listen, we appreciate everybody tuned into your girls right here, right now on all podcasting platforms. Listen, that's on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, trackstars.com, via their website or their app, or all the way up in Chicago and Art Soul Radio. Listen, we appreciate everybody tuned into your girls right here, right now on You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, sir, Ski. Now listen, okay, because we got somebody special in the studio, okay? Real, real special, okay? Not just because of what they do or what they mean to the show, but Mia, our very own Mia, has turned 25, baby!
Baby! 25, Mia, man!
You are a quarter of a century.
Oh, wow.
How does that feel?
When you put it like that, I feel like a little fossil.
Right, right.
I don't know, Misa. I feel like sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I don't get so crazy. I think me getting another year older is bittersweet sometimes because with a lot of my friend groups, I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
So it's like I'll turn another year older. They're like, oh, you're a baby. I was at my gym the other day and my friend Erica, she was like, oh, girl, you a jit. I'm like, yeah, I'm a jit. You know what I'm saying? So it's that because I still feel young in that sense. But then I don't know. Ever since I was young, I just never was in love with the idea of just like getting older, growing up, being an adult. I want to be 12 forever. The second I knew I couldn't eat for free no more at Golden Corral and all these other restaurants, I was like, oh, growing up is for the birds.
Let me tell you something, okay? Mia definitely says and thinks and feels in her heart of hearts that being an adult is ghetto because Mia will still go to Chick-fil-A,
and
McDonald's, Wendy's.
And do what,
it don't
Misa?
Matter. Mia will order from the kids.
Sure will.
Menu.
Show will.
And try to make
and
sure
get
that
the
that
toy
is
that's
in the
right. That's right. That's right. I sure will.
She will. She
and I'll
will.
Collect them joints too.
So
but
listen,
in all serious, I'm trying to be a mature 25-year-old.
Good luck with that. Cause okay,
I know, right?
Good luck with that. But let me ask you this. So what are you looking forward to experiencing, doing, you know, mm-hmm. just feeling in your 25th year?
I'm excited to travel more. I've realized that when I came back from, I went to Houston in September last year, and I realized that I really have a love for traveling.
Yeah.
Not even just like, you know, just going and exploring new places, but I love flying in general. I just love that whole experience. Despite even COVID and all that, I just really enjoy it, just being in a new place. And I just came to the conclusion that, like, you know, I'm a single woman. I have no kids. And you know when they tell you, like, people will say this to single people as a cliche, like, you should go travel, see the world. Like, no. Like, for real? Go do that. Like, go do that. Yeah. So I just got back from New York. I'm about to go to Hawaii in March. And I'm excited to do more of that. I'm
yes.
excited to see more of the world and travel as much as I can. And just see the world or just the world around me and just explore as much as possible because I genuinely love it.
Yeah, yeah. Job well done, Mia. Happy birthday to
Thank you.
We are so excited. Make sure you take a moment right now or at least like in the next few moments. Go ahead and follow your girl. Follow me on Instagram @MiaEvans on Instagram. Show her some birthday love. love. Spam her page. Show her some love, man. Do whatever you need to. Slide on her DMs if you have to. It's all good.
Man.
It's all good, man. But make sure you wish her a very, very happy birthday because we love her so much here on the show. And you guys love her out there in real life, man. Happy birthday once again to you, Mia.
Thank you, Misa. Listen, shout out to everybody that's tuned in to your girls right here, right now. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now, listen, we're going to go ahead and tease the question for you. We're just going to tease it just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about this here on Eminem Live Radio. We're asking this. What's one thing that you'll bring from 2021 into 2022? You know what I mean? So we always say what we're leaving.
Yeah.
2021. Like we always say, oh, I'm leaving this. I'm leaving this person. Like we always say what we're leaving, but let's flip that perspective just for a little bit. What's something that you would bring from 2021 into 2022? Listen, we asked you guys on social media at MM Live Radio. Listen, now if you want to go ahead and comment, listen, go ahead and hit us up. Blow up our notifications. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook too at Eminem Live Radio and let us know what's one thing that you will bring from 2021 into 2022. Now listen, go ahead and while you're typing all those comments, listen, we're going to go ahead and prep you guys. Go ahead and get your mind right. I know, go ahead and wash off your day. Go ahead and sit down, calm yourself, get you some tea if you need to, you know, because we're going to go ahead and inspire you guys. You know, like, you know, I know 2022 may be rough for some people already, but listen, you already know your girls got you. We're going to give you inspiration and positivity within the entire 60 minutes of our show. That is no problem. Listen, you already know we got you. But listen, even if you have just the time to sit down and give us 60 seconds, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
So as you guys already know, your girl went ahead and cut her hair. I cut my hair, y'all, as of last show. I've always been attached to my hair, especially by it being long. I've trimmed it, dyed it, braided it, twisted it, and everything in between. Last year, my hair got pretty damaged, but I still tried to make it work. It got to a point where literally I did everything that I could, but my hair did not look good at all. But I didn't want to get rid of the damage because of the length that I'd lose. I finally made up my mind that I wanted to go ahead into 2022 with healthier, stronger, and better looking hair, which meant that the damaged hair had to finally go once and for all. Listen, there's some damage and baggage that's in your life, and you've decided to hold on to it for some reason, whether it's because you've had it for a long time or somebody gave it to you. You've been just holding on to it. And not only that, but you've been dressing it up and trying to make it look nice, but it's not working. Listen, I don't know whether you need to get a saw, a knife, or some scissors, but regardless, and whichever way you do it, cut it off. Cut it off because you don't need it. It's holding you back. You're much better than that, and you deserve more. I promise you, once you decide to cut it off, you'll come out much stronger, healthier, and feeling much better than ever before.
Boom! That's your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. Listen, let that go. Listen,
let it go.
Let all that go. And you know, Misa, I thought about, have you ever, okay, so I might tell myself a little bit. You ever like burn something,
mm-hmm,
and you try to dress it up in like sauce or something.
Yeah,
like put some lettuce or some tomato on the burger that you burn.
Well, how about this? You get that butter knife and you scrape it off.
You just scrape, like, you know, like you try to dress it up when like literally there's things that are on that where you like it's just not serving. So you might as well, like, why even try to dress it up and serve it to other people when that's not what is going to make this the burger look worse? You
absolutely
know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel that, and I know that encouraged somebody. Listen, man, don't keep dressing up your wounds, man. Don't keep dressing up thinking that nobody sees all the cake on your face. Listen, we see it, man. We see it.
Like we see it.
We see all those things that are making you hurt, making you insecure, and we don't. And it's best you need to do yourself a service to go ahead and let all that stuff go.
That's good.
And go ahead and let it go and therefore start fresh. Like Misa's, listen, I think that 1 minute inspiration was so well said. Shout out to Misa for that dope 1 minute inspiration, man. Make sure you guys are following your girls on all social media. Again, that's on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook too, if you got it, at Eminem Live Radio. Listen, you can see all of our videos right there. You can even follow us on our personal pages. Follow Misa at Misa Jones on Instagram, and you can follow me on Instagram as well at Mia Evans. Listen, we have a great conversation and more of Eminem Live Radio coming up for you right here, right now. But listen, we had some friends over. Shout out to our friends Wande and Nage, who came over to surprise your girls. We got a chance to hang out and kick it. And listen, I know I heard Nage singing this song, because like, ever since she left, I kept singing this song in my head. And I'm like,
oh Lord.
And don't you hate when someone else passes off a song that was in their head?
Yes.
Now they put it in your head. And now I got to put it on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So here it is. Here is Tesla by Big Breeze featuring Hovi. Then we got some more of our conversation coming up after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I said, yes, sir. Boy, you know we run like a Tesla. I'ma get my cheap up, break the bread first. I'ma love my life going head first. I'm like, yes, sir. Boy, you know we run like a Tesla. I'ma get my cheap up, break the bread first. I'ma love my life going head first. I'm like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
I'm about to take a sabbatical, huh? Everything seeming so radical. Hey. I just gave up my life for collateral. You know, Velo, he threw me a lateral. Rocking it, pulling on Lenny. You know, we keeping it pimping.
Oh, cool.
You know, we keeping it cautious. I made a pair in the back of the field. You know, I know how it feel. I'm from the trench, we ain't getting weak. You know, they gon' shoot for the kill. Pray they don't put me on a shirt. Gotta feed my family first. Tryna break my family curse.
Yeah.
Rats, busted straight out the pack. And they told me I gotta go get it. I cop it. I'm standing tall cause I know that he tired of me. I'm living life till they tell me it's time to leave. I cannot finish, I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going, I'll make a way. I gotta keep going until I'm paid. Finding my purpose.
I said, yes, sir.
Boy, you know we run like a Tesla. I'ma get my cheap up, break the bread first. I'ma love my life going head first. I'm like, yeah, sure. Boy, you know we run like a Tesla. I'ma get my cheap up, break the bread first. I'ma love my life going head first.
Just let go.
I'm like, yeah, sure.
Hold up, me and Breeze put up in a Tesla. It's autopilot, spirit driving, he the usher. Yeah, my mom was in the ice like a custard. We sing praises to his name, yeah. How about this mug going dumb? Why now I can't never go back to the past? I was inside of the whip, feeling like I was finna go crash. Hopped on the road, I was losing my soul, I was going too fast. I'm writing this letter for people to feel like they gotta come back. Flashing lights was in the way. I couldn't even see my lane. Take the wheel and give me grace.
Give me grace.
It's never too late.
I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you know we run like a Tesla.
Just like a Tesla.
I'ma get my cheap up, break the bread first.
The bread first.
I'ma love my life going head first. I'm like, yes, sir.
What you about?
Boy, you know we run like a Tesla.
We ride.
I'ma get my cheap up, break the bread first. I'ma love my life going head first. I'm like, yes, sir.
I told that boy Breeze, pull up in a Tesla. I had to ask the spirit what that mean, Breeze.
In a Tesla.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Tesla, man, by Big Breeze and Hovi.
Listen, man, that song is a vibe.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It
for
is. Sure, have you sure. ever ridden in a Tesla?
I haven't. Have you?
Yes.
What's it like?
Man, it's like riding in
the
a
future?
Spaceship. Yeah, riding in a spaceship. It's one of the smoothest rides that I've ever taken
it's
in a car.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But even the takeoff is smooth.
Man.
When you stop, it's smooth.
See, here's my fear.
They have all the gizmos and gadgets on the inside.
Here's my fear with the Tesla. I'm afraid that one day if I get one and say my phone, I forget to charge it and I be in a rush and then my car won't move.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe they should make portable. I'm not even gonna say it. Cause if, listen, I'm not even gonna say
Don't say it.
Cause if I hear my idea out there in these Tesla streets.
Well, honestly, Mia,
I'm blowing up the whole building.
But it would not be wise for you to have a radio show platform and to give your greatest, brilliant idea
right.
on the airwaves. So you're it right. only makes sense. But hey, listen, if you're out there and you got a Tesla, make sure you are constantly streaming the song Tesla by Big Breeze and Hovi, man. Such a vibe. Totally would do that again when I'm hopping in the Tesla, because that song is just as smooth as the ride.
Yes, sir. Listen, shout out to everybody that's tuned into your girls right here, right now on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we have a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. It's all centered around this question right here. What's one thing that you will bring from 2021 into 2022? Now listen, everybody always talks about what they're leaving in the previous year, like they're, what they're leaving, who they leaving, what they, like all of that. But you know, we want to hear, what will you bring from 2021 into 2022? Now listen, we got a lot of comments. Listen, we see the time, we're running short right now, so listen, we won't read any comments this week here on Eminem Live Radio, but we appreciate everybody tapped in on the conversation. Again, if you want to go ahead and tap in, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook too, if you got it, at Eminem Live Radio, and let us know where you guys stand. But of course, you guys already know, you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So Misa, what's one thing that you will bring from 2021 into 2022?
Sheesh, I kind of got two. I'll talk about the one that I personally want to bring in for my own self.
Okay.
I would like to bring the ability to pivot from 2021 into 2022. And the reason why I said that is because a lot of times with me personally, it takes me a little while to pivot. You know, like I like the fact that I can do things regularly. Like, I mean, the fact that such change, such as the pandemic coming about, I don't like big change like that. Right. I like for things to be the same and for things to just, you know, stay consistent. I'm a creature of habit. So I think that also plays into a part. But the fact that, you know, we're a year and a half, almost 2 years into the pandemic, and we haven't gone back to our idea of normal, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that I was able to pivot in my career paths and ideas. I decided to start up my luxury picnic company.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Magic Luxury Picnics, shameless plug. But it was something that I decided to do because people weren't coming outside anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted for people to be able to enjoy being outside while social distancing, while still being healthy and making sure that they were safe from COVID. And what better way to do that than be outside and enjoy the fresh air and weather of being in the park and eating some good food around some good friends at a picnic.
Yeah, that's good.
So that was mine.
What a pivot, man.
Being able to pivot.
You pivoted into luxury.
You know what I'm saying? What better way to do that?
Right.
What about you?
Okay, so for me, I would say one thing that I'm bringing from 2021 into 2022 is contentment. I think the last 3 months of 2021 were very tough. I would not want to relive them at all, only because I feel like I faced a lot of disappointments. I just was disappointed left and right in careers, in my relationship, and it was just a lot. It was a lot on me mentally. I'm not going to lie to you guys. If I can be completely honest, I lost my faith in, to be honest with you.
Not
my faith in God.
Okay.
But like my faith were like, I just lost hope. Like, I was like, this is my life. Like there was instances where people would speak into my life, like, oh, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. Don't lose hope. I see this, I see that, and I'd just be like, okay.
So it's like you were anticipating disappointment.
Yes, exactly. Or because I was hit left and right, and I was being so disappointed, I stopped being excited. Mm. I stopped being in expectation for anything. I thought this was God's best, and it was kind of like whatever God gives me, whether it's best, whatever. If it's the worst, can't get any more worse than what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was very, very, it was very tough. And then it wasn't until one of my big sisters, she's like a big sister to me. Her name is Sabrina. She was just telling me, I watched this film called Facing the Giants. And it's a football movie. You actually like it. It's a Christian film, but it's a football movie.
Okay.
And one thing that the coach said to the students, he said, we praise God whether we win or we praise God whether we lose. And she told me to start giving that stance. She challenged me and said, if, say, everything that you ever wanted, that you ever could ask for, God didn't give you, would you still be okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at her dead through FaceTime and was like, no. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? But it's a fact of just realizing that God is good, period.
Mm.
Right now is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like people sing Gyra because it's so great, but people really don't listen to
it.
And when I say people, I mean me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I went through that season and I heard Gyra And I cried all over again. I was like, this song is about being content in every circumstance. Like, yeah. Right now is enough. If I don't get anything else and that's God true. Don't do nothing else for me, now is enough.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You that's know what good. I'm saying? So, in after seeing being in that season, I just fuck. I tumbled into learning about gratitude and then being having joy. And then, like, they all coincided one another.
Mm.
And it was hard, but little by little, I started to get faith back. You know, I think I'm still even like in a journey of still getting that back. But that was such a very, very tough season. But in a way, I'm glad that I was in that pressing because I feel like God really molded a characteristic or just a lesson in me just to be content regardless. And I don't want to forget that. Not content, not in the sake of being, of settling.
Okay.
But in the state of being satisfied with where God has you right now. Expecting more, but even knowing that right now, I appreciate where I am right now.
Sheesh, what? Turn the show off. Because that's crazy.
No, but I think I like this question because I think it's the fact that I think sometimes we don't reflect on the good that comes from a previous
year.
We get so excited with the new year. Oh, it's new. Like imagine like when you get like toys for Christmas and you get all the new shiny things. You're like, oh, you got the new stuff.
You forget
all your old toys. And they start collecting dust and all that. And it's like we don't forget how much joy those toys brought us. And like, you know, all the memories we had and like, you know, different things of that nature. So when it comes to the new year, I think it's just beneficial for us to be able to look back and not think about how bad the year was or how we just glad we made it and we were struggling, but we going to something new. Like what can we bring? That's why I like the fact that you brought this question this up. Was there any specific inspiration for the question?
I know that every year, especially at the top of the year, we tend to do the regular, do you believe in New Year's resolutions? And what are you going to bring into, you know, like what are you leaving in last year? Like we do the same thing. And I mean, I'm pretty sure other radio shows and platforms, they do the same thing, talking about the previous year and trying to figure out what's going to happen for the next year. What are you excited for the brand new year? But we oftentimes don't think about what we're also going to bring with us. Like we remember all the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. So that's been a majority of all of 2020, 2021. Now we're still in it in 2022. But what are some good aspects or like little things here and there that we can bring from the last year that we did learn, lessons that we learned, things that we can say that we grew from, that we can honestly say, I'm going to pack that in my bag with me and take that with me into the next coming year.
Yeah, I love that. Listen, I want to encourage anybody who's listening right now to be able to get into a mindset of reflection. You know what I'm saying? Even gratitude, because I think, listen, people underestimate stuff like that. Like, oh, you gotta be thankful, you gotta be grateful. Like, no, like that gratitude truly and honestly changes your perspective.
It does.
And it therefore, in a sense, it makes you even more excited and willing, ready to jump right in to 2022.
I think not only that, but it kind of changes your posture. Not only
good.
Like your physical posture and whatnot, but also your heart posture, your attitude posture. You're willing to, and you're making yourself more available to receive the good that's coming your way. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I think having an attitude of gratitude is definitely something that people need to take, because a lot of people aren't that fortunate.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that God isn't good, but that just means that you need to count your blessings.
Exactly.
You have to,
man. Listen, shout out to everybody that tapped into this week's conversation. Listen, let us know what's one thing that you will bring from 2021 into 2022. We want to know your answers here on M&M Live Radio. You can reach us on our social media at M&M Live Radio, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. Listen, we're going to wrap up this show with some R&B vibes. Listen, here we got, listen, Byron Vandross right here. We got Byron Juwan with Nice Guy. Then we got Lundy after that. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Don't wanna be the nice guy, oh Lord. So sick of you're so great, but it can't be you. So over the phone calls about a new man that you brought around in the last few weeks. Now I want once again and say I'm happy for you. Oh, baby, I know what's wrong from right. And what's wrong isn't me that really believes that there won't be shit tonight. Cause we'll end up lonely, it's me tonight. Know you so I try. Seems like bad guys run the world and all the girls give me goodbyes. It's me tonight, sky. I text back, no reply. My love can stop the storm and keep you warm from the inside. It's me tonight, sky.
But I trust God, I ain't looking back now. Cause these days I stay up all night. But girl, you the one, so let me go ahead and show you right. Come through for me, come through.
Back with your girls Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, 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 man. We are so excited that you decided to go ahead and tune in with your girls here on Eminem Live Radio. Shout out to everyone who's tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we are so happy you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
And tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because tune in to Eminem Live Radio.
Sorry.
It's okay. Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because it's time for us to talk love and relationships, y'all. That's right. As always, your girls will be holding it down for the ladies in the conversation. And you know we got to bring in someone to represent the fellas. Don't miss our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, on Eminem Live Radio next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by KE to the MO, Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in.